Cameron White made a hat-trick of wins for Victoria in the Ryobi One Day Cup. He had a calm, unbeaten 82 off 126 balls as they chased down the New South Wales total of 171 for 9, with 2 wickets in hand and 25 balls to spare. The match was played on another sluggish pitch at Sydney's Bankstown Oval, with White quick to question the logic behind playing all the match at the same venue, as well as the general format of the competition. He added his dissenting voice to that of Tasmania captain George Bailey, saying, "I'm enjoying it from the point of view that Victoria are 3 wins from as many games, but I'm not sure about the tournament, to be totally honest. 6 games isn't a lot, but I understand the scheduling is a fine balance these days. I'm not sure about the whole Sydney thing and the whole setup itself, but off the top of my head, I haven't got any better ideas at the moment. It'll be interesting to see how this format's going to work once it's done and dusted in a couple of weeks' time." White's innings was crucial after the Bush Rangers had lost 2 early wickets in their run chase. He and skipper Matthew Wade both passed 50 during a third wicket stand of 110. White then shepherded the lower order towards their target, coping with a steady loss of wickets at the other end. The Blues had earlier recovered from early Scott Bolland double strike to post a competitive total. Steve Smith hit 47, while Ben Roer ended on 63 not out, the pair adding 61 for the fourth wicket. South Australian off-spinner Johan Botha has been cited for a doubtful bowling action during the Redbacks' opening Ryobi One Day Cup match against Victoria last week. Botha must now be tested within 14 days, but can continue to bowl in the meantime. He has been called before, including soon after his South African Test debut in 2006 and in 2009. Cricket Australia have strengthened their procedures for dealing with bowlers with suspect actions for this season, with players now investigated after just one incident as opposed to the previous 3. There were wins for Ghazi Tank cricketers Shaikh Jamal Don Mondi Club and Mohammedan Sporting Club in today's matches in the Dhaka Premier League. The results mean that Shaikh Jamal Don Mondi Club and the Ghazi Tank cricketers now occupy the top 2 spots in the table and played a game more than third place Brothers Union. Ghazi Tank won a low scoring match against Abahani Limited by 13 runs. In a contest that was reduced to 49 overs a side, they restricted Abahani to 176 for 8 after posting 189. Jacob Oram took 3 for 39, while there were brace of wickets apiece for Naeem Islam Jr. and Mohammed Shaheed. Alauddin Babu, Zander Debrain, Alameen and Nabil Samad had earlier taken at least 2 wickets apiece in the Ghazi Tank innings. Rockabul Hassan, meanwhile, top scored with 42. Shaikh Jamal Don Mondi's win over Prime Bank Cricket Club was a far more straightforward affair. Openers Dilshan Munawar and Junaid Siddiqui had 130 in just 17 overs, as they chased down their target of 201 in fewer than 30 overs. Munawar smashed 95 for only 57 balls, while Siddiqui ended unbeaten on 74 for 79. England all-rounder Ravi Bapara had earlier marked his Prime Bank debut by top-scoring for them with 74, adding 105 with Thaibo Rahman for the 5th wicket. African all-rounder Gulbuddin Naib took 4 for 31 from 7 overs. A Mohammedan Sporting Club beat Victoria Sporting Club by 42 runs. Sri Lankan Oman Upatoranga hit 73 off only 62 balls as Mohammedan notched up 240 despite Munir Hussain taking 4 for 50. Victoria were then all out for 198 as Murad Khan took 3 wickets and Mashrafe Mortaza, Mukhtar Ali and Asela Gunaratna chipped in with 2 each. Soumya Sarkar hit a fluent 57 off just 54 balls. And in county cricket, former Essex fast bowler Maurice Chambers has turned down the offer of a contract from Warwickshire, signed a 2-year deal with newly promoted Northamptonshire. Chambers spent the latter part of the season on loan at Edgbaston, but would have found his opportunities limited if their bowlers were all fit. It is unlikely that he would have made it to a first-choice attack, thinking of his Boyd Rankin, Chris Wokes, Keith Barker, Ricky Clark, Chris Wright and Jeden Patel. And Surrey have signed 3 young cricketers on contract for the 2014 season. All-rounder Tom Jewell has penned a full contract, while spinner Freddie van den Berg and all-rounder Jack Winslade have been awarded summer deals. And Jamie and Craig Overton have signed 3-year contract extensions with Somerset, keeping them at Taunton until the end of the 2016 season.